Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski's political woes continue. Within the last week, the Alaska State Republican Central Committee issued an official endorsement on a vote of 58-17 for the senator's chief Republican opponent, former State Administration Commissioner Kelly Shibaka. The move won't likely keep Senator Murkowski from advancing into the general election because Alaska has adopted a new top four primary system where a quartet of candidates advance from the jungle primary. Senator Murkowski, however, faces a stiff challenge to win a fifth senatorial term. Another Alaska politico thinks the new top four primary system could work for him. Bill Walker was elected governor in 2014 on an independent/Democratic ticket, but facing poor job approval numbers, he chose not to seek re-election. Mr. Walker believes the top four system would give him a strong chance of advancing into the November election. Therefore, he may run again. California Governor Gavin Newsom's team made another mistake pertaining to the recall election now scheduled for September 14th. A district judge ruled during the week that Governor Newsom cannot list himself as a Democrat on the recall ballot because his campaign team missed the party affiliation deadline by 16 months. Under California recall law, a candidate has 7 days after the official petition is filed to declare a partisan preference. Because the Newsom team thought the recall drive would not succeed, they ignored the law. Once it qualified for election, they then attempted to convince a judge to allow Newsom to use the party label more than a year after the deadline had passed. The judge ruled that the law is clear and said no. The partisan label is unlikely to be a major factor, since the first vote is to determine whether or not Mr. Newsom remains in office on a standalone yes or no question. Still, the Newsom team thought the Democratic label important enough to petition for a court ruling. The Trafalgar Group released a new survey of the 2021 Virginia governor's race and arrived at the same conclusion as two other pollsters who published their studies in June. According to Trafalgar, Democratic former governor Terry McAuliffe would lead Republican ex-hedge fund CEO Glenn Youngkin by just 2 percentage points, 47-45. This is the third consecutive poll to show the race within the polling margin of error. It appears the Virginia governor's race, in a state that has trended decidedly toward the Democrats during the past decade, is beginning as a much closer contest than most political analysts would have believed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott released a poll conducted in June that shows him obliterating his Republican primary opposition as he moves toward securing a third term. According to Public Opinion Strategies, Governor Abbott leads former Texas Republican Party Chairman Alan West and ex-State Senator Don Huffines 69-13-3%. And this is even before Abbott made his tough stand against the Democrats who fled Texas to prevent enactment of the state's voter integrity bill. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.